KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise mainly sunny skies. Highs level off around 77. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 45. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 70.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. The Kansas Department of Labor has released its first job report for 2026. The agency says in January the unemployment rate in Kansas was 3.9%, an increase of 1 point compared to December of last year. State officials also see an increase of non-farm positions equaling more than 1,900 jobs compared to the month prior. Industries in construction and finance, however, saw a decline in unemployment opportunities. And Riley County officials are looking into changing addresses on a private road. Riley County Emergency Services said the addresses of four homes on a currently unnamed private road along Anderson Avenue do not match those in the system. They do propose naming the road Anderson Avenue.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Soybeans are mixed, corn and hogs are lower, cattle are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans are mixed, adjusting spreads with May up 2.25 at 1160 and a half and July 2 higher at 1176 and a half. Corn's down with the drop in crude oil. May's 4.5 lower at 444 and a half. July's down 5.25 at 454 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are up with feeders in the lead on the weakness in corn. June live's 12 higher at 245.95. August is up 15 at 242.52. May feeders are $1.55 higher at 368.17. And with concerns about sustained demand, June hogs are $1.90 lower at 105.15. July's down 192 at 107.87. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When you need bodywork done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Now's the perfect time to make plans for that metal building you've wanted for years to protect your farm machinery. Or maybe you need a shop to store all your tools and toys. Call John with Singer Construction. He'll work with you to give you what you want. From the concrete work to the erection of the building to placing the keys in your hand. For all your commercial, agricultural, or residential needs, call Singer Construction. Glen Elder, Kansas, 785-545-4494.
I prefer to do it on my desk.
I like to do it in my shop.
And I really prefer to do it in my bed. But we really don't need to know where you do it. But you can shop from anywhere at LazyHAuto.com. Located just north of Glen Elder State Park on Highway 128. Open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5, and by appointment 7 days a week at your convenience. Quality like new and used vehicles and close out camper deals. Shop anywhere at LazyHAuto.com.
Looking at making feeding time faster, easier, and more consistent? Take a look at the Vermeer VSR 540 Vertical Mixer, available now at Winkle Manufacturing. Built for cattle producers who demand reliability, the VSR 540 Single Crew Vertical Mixer delivers thorough, consistent rations with powerful processing ability and durable design built to handle the daily grind. From large round bales to processed feed, it mixes efficiently with minimal waste and easy cleanout. Stop in and ask about the Vermeer VSR 540 Vertical Mixer at Winkle Manufacturing. Winkle Manufacturing, helping area producers get the job done right.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs have no comparison. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids have been non-existent so far this week. Asking prices have surfaced in Texas at $250 plus live, but the rest of cattle country remains quiet. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, all weights of steers and heifer calves sold $5 to $15 higher. Yearling heifers were mostly steady. The USDA says demand was good to very good on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 654 to 687 pounds, brought $426 to $444. Feeder steers, 806 to 837 pounds, brought $368 to $385. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 608 to 629 pounds, brought $390 to $433. Boxed beef was lower with light demand for moderate offerings at midday. Choice down $1.21 at $381.53. Select was 7 cents lower at $386.26. Cash hog prices were not reported. There were just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors have been able to move needed numbers at their pace. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and hog weights, while down from last week and the previous year, are still relatively high. Demand overall has been strong, and there have been bright spots when it comes to demand for U.S. pork on the global market, but there are still concerns that linger. There's also some potential for domestic demand to see a boost, as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space, especially heading into the summer grilling season. The five-day rolling average for barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $90.34. It's $91.38 for both the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at midday at $60, and pork values were lower, down 72 cents at $97.10. Bellies and ribs were both sharply lower. Picnics and hams were weak. Loins and butts were both higher and sharply higher. For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Although Noah Cameron had a good outing on the bump, going 5 2/3 innings, giving up 6 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, while striking out 5. John Schreiber gave up the winning run in the 9th for a walk-off for the Guardians, and it didn't help. The Royals only had 1 hit on the day, a Carter Jensen home run in the 2nd inning. The Royals now sit at 5-6. The rubber match of the series is set for today at 12:10 p.m., and the lineup goes as follows. Leading off is third baseman Michael Garcia, batting second shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., batting third first baseman Vinny Pasquantino, batting fourth the designated hitter Salvador Perez, batting fifth the catcher Carter Jensen, batting sixth the center fielder Lane Thomas, batting seventh the second baseman Jonathan India, batting eighth is the right fielder Starling Marte, and rounding out the lineup left field is Michael Massey, with Cole Reagans getting the ball again at 12:10 p.m. first pitch on Royals.tv. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
St. John's Invitational track meet was held at Mankato yesterday. On the boys' side, Lincoln won at 106 points. St. John's second, 89.5. Thunder Ridge third, 77.5. Osborne four, 74 points. Bennington five, 68 points. Sylvan Lucas, 34 points in sixth. Rock Hill seventh, 33. Sacred Heart eighth, 27. Tusk nine, 21. Sunrise Christian 10, 17 points. Lakeside 11th with 5 points. On the girls' side, Bennington edged Rock Hills, 87-85. Osborne was third, 73. Lincoln, fourth, 58. Sacred Heart, fifth, 52. St. John, sixth, in 51. Seven, Sylvan Lucas, 45. Lakeside, eighth, 31. Tescott, ninth, 25. Sunrise Christian, 10, with 12 points. Tipton, 10th, 12 points. Thunder Ridge, in 12th, with 11 points. Individual results on the boys' side, it was Xavier Miller, 23.87 in the 200 from Lincoln. Bethany Simulink won the 200 on the girls' side. She is from Rock Hills, 28.47. 400 meters on the girls' side, Cody Hewell, 103.14. Sylvan Lucas. On the boys' side, Zane Poor won the 800 meter, 2.23.97. He is from Osborne. 1600 meters, Jeremiah Roderick from St. John's, 507.65, won the 1600 meters. 3200 meters, Jeremiah Roderick, 11.20.30 of St. John's, won the 3200. 100 meter hurdles, Jeremiah Miller, 16.69 of Lincoln. 300 meter hurdles, Claire Mick of Osborne, 52.41 in first. 300 meter hurdles, Jeremiah Miller, 42.31 of Lincoln. 4x100 relay, it was Lincoln, 45.47. Ben Bell, Xavier Bell, Jonathan Bell, Jeremiah Miller. 4x400 relay, Osborne won at 342.28. Tate Tiernan, Zane Poor, Ethan Conrad, Donovan Holloway. 4x400 girls, it was St. John's winning at 431.90. Kendra Gingler, Colby Eilert, Linnell Gingler, Christiana Niewald. 4x800 relay, it was Rock Hills boys winning at 922.43. Wayne Colson, Owen Meisner, Nolan Grout, Justin Luong. In the shot put on the girls' side, it was Lainey Kindig, the freshman, 33 feet 9 inches. On the boys' side, Easton Good of Lincoln won it with a throw of 46 feet 8 and a half inch. Discus, it was Declan Tweedy of Thunder Ridge, 128.11. And on the girls' discus, it was Lily Behrens, the sophomore, 96.9 of Lincoln. In the javelin on the boys' side, it was Easton Good, 144.1. And on the girls' javelin, it was Lainey Kindig of Osborne, 103.10. In the high jump, it was Ashlyn Schultz on the girls' side, jumping 5 foot. She is from Osborne. And Vance Dole of Sylvan Lucas jumped 6'4 on the boys' side. In the pole vault, it was Ben Bell, 12 feet 6 inches. He is from Lincoln. And in the long jump, it was Edward Herenick of St. John's, 21 feet 1/2 inch. Triple jump, Bethany Simulink, Rock Hills won at 31 feet 6.5 inches. Triple jump, Edward Herenick, the defending 1A state champion, won it with a jump of 41.9.75. He is from St. John's.
High school baseball last night, Beloit never let their opponents score on Tuesday. They put the hurt on the Minneapolis Lions with a sharp 10-0 victory. They also won 15-5. The Trojans haven't had any issues with the Lions recently, as the game was their 7th consecutive win against them. Beloit's victory bumped their record up to 6-2. As for Minneapolis, they are on an 11-game losing streak dating back to last season. That has dropped them down to 0-8 this year. Both squads are looking forward to the support of their home crowds in their upcoming games. Beloit will welcome Sylvan Lucas on Thursday. As for Minneapolis, they will square off against Republic County on Friday. No scores for girls softball, Beloit and Minneapolis.
High school golf yesterday at the Smith Center Invitational in Smith Center. Beloit defended their Smith Center Invitational titles, shooting a 3.
340, edging Smith Center by 10, 350. Norton was third, 362. Lakeside, 368 for fourth. Phillipsburg, fifth, 372. Northern Valley was sixth, 386. Rock Hill, seventh, 393. Tipton was eighth, 413. And Osborne was ninth with a 446. Mason Lauren of Phillipsburg edged Hudson Remus off a playoff. Remus ended up second after shooting 79. Carter Germark of Beloit was third with an 80. Riker Remus of Lakeside was fifth with an 84. Carson Sath, Smith Center, sixth with an 85. Cash Kimmerer was seventh of Beloit with an 87. Corey Weltmer, ninth of Smith Center, 88. Reed Doan, 10th from Smith Center, an 88. Brody Sadler was 12th with an 89. He is from Smith Center. Cole Kirchhoff, 13th with a 90 from Smith Center. Tatum Miller of Lakeside was 14th. Eli Schmidt was 17th with a 91. He is from Lakeside. Luke Cheney was 19th with a 94 from Beloit. Colin Worth was 22nd from Rock Hills with a 96. Nelson Underwood from Rock Hills shot 97 with a 20, or was 23rd. Cruz Navarro was 25th with a 98. He is from Rock Hills. Tate Kuhlman shot a 99. He was 27th. He is from Smith Center. Austin Richardson from Smith Center shot a 100 for 28. Grant German from Tipton shot a 100. He was 29th. Ty Vance was 31st with a 102. He is from Rock Hills. Kobe Klein was 32nd with a 103. He's from Lakeside. Samuel Towner was 33rd from Tipton, 103. Kane Phillips was 35th from Tipton with 104. Ethan Worth got a 104 for 36th. Eli Murphy from Smith Center was 105 for 37th. Owen Jones was 38th of Tipton, 106. Georgia Licks was 107 from Ogden. She finished 39th. And Bodie Porter from Beloit shot a 108 and finished 40th.
Last month's bills have you feeling a little stuck? Farmway Credit Union is here to make life a little easier with Skip a Payment. Eligible members can skip a loan payment and free up some extra cash when it matters most. No long process, no hassle. The application process is fast, simple, and completely online. Visit farmwaycu.com and click Skip a Payment to apply today. Other terms and conditions may apply. Farmway Credit Union. People helping people.
It may not be perfect boat weather yet, but Lund wants you ready for lake season. Right now, Wakana Boats and Motors in Glen Elder is offering rebates and savings up to $7,500 on all in-stock and special order Lund boats. With multiple ways to save, long-term competitive financing, and a huge carryover clearance on boats and pontoons, plus savings on used, this really is the time to upgrade. Trades are welcome. Step into a new boat now and reap the benefits this spring. Wakana Boats and Motors, let's get you on the water.
Montgomery Auction Realty's April consignment auction is Thursday, April the 9th at 6 p.m. This is an online-only auction of items located on the east edge of Smith Center, Kansas, north of Guide Rock, Nebraska, north of Superior, Nebraska, and north of April, Kansas. Selling are a 1960 Scoop Mobile, two road graders, a D2 crawler, dirt scraper, planer combines, three pickups, three motorcycles, harvest and livestock equipment, collectibles for the budworm in the state of Nelson, Nebraska, and very much more. This is a large auction. Go to www.montgomeryauction.com for catalog, pictures, bidding, and details, or you can call Colonel Roy at 402-746-3823. Remember, the April auction is Thursday, April the 9th at 6 p.m.
Planning to dig? Hold up! That quick project could turn into a costly mistake. Cutting underground lines isn't just dangerous, it's expensive. We're talking repairs, outages, and serious headaches. But there's an easy fix. Call 811 before you dig. It's fast, it's free, and it keeps you and your wallet safe. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Message brought to you by Cunningham Fiber.
KD Country 94. It's the best country.